When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks with us for an hour, brought to you by Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming from your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, how are we feeling, man?
What up? How you guys doing?
Your voice is all over national media asking Jalen the big question.
Sometimes a good thing, sometimes a bad thing, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it was an interesting answer by Jalen.
Well, interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, where do I start with this? So
it's always a good thing to hear about a team. Where do you start? Yeah.
Well, why don't we start with the offense in general? Because I think it is fair to say that even injuries aside, we all expected to see something that felt a little different than you were watching it than we've seen before. It hasn't felt that way. And, you know, there's three key people I think you could focus on when you're talking about Kellen Moore, quite obviously, Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts. So Chase Daniel, former backup quarterback here with the Eagles, got paid, what, like $8 million?
Too much money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
I remember tracking his training camp stats.
But
were they impressive?
Not as impressive as Jalen's.
Well, he is a really good, reminds me of Orlovsky in a way, really good guy who was a backup quarterback, but has been really good, I think, diagnosing what's going on in football. And here's what he said about Jalen and the offense.
My biggest issue was, like, he didn't seem to really know what he was doing when the pressure came. Mm-hmm. And that's probably because of the offensive line. But you go back, you look at Jason Kelce, right? Like, the loss of Jason Kelce is huge. And so the biggest thing for me is I'm seeing quarterback out there throwing hot when he's not hot. And so it doesn't know if he understands the offense. Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator, it's been going well. Saquon is without a doubt like the best running back in the league, and that's why, let's be real, that's why the Eagles are 2-2. Mm-hmm. It's Saquon Barkley. Yeah. And without Saquon
Barkley, it's a team.
And without Saquon Barkley, though, I don't know. They might be 1-3 or 0-4 based on the team that they play.
So the concerning thing there is that he is saying it doesn't look like Jalen knows what he's looking at out there. Mm-hmm. So that is all to get back here. Do you think the slow start overall for the offense, at least the feel of it, is a Kellen Moore issue? Is Nick Sirianni involving himself in the offense, or is Kellen Moore calling this game because of Jalen Hurts's current limitations?
I mean, it all circles back to Jalen. Like, A, Jalen audibles and adjusts to play at the line all the time. So that's part of what you're seeing. But everything they do is building to Jalen Hurts' strengths, or what they perceive to be Jalen Hurts' strengths. Now, I would disagree a little bit with Chase Daniel on that. A, I do think Jalen as a whole this year over four games has looked more in control of what's going on than he has in the past. I think he's been better against the blitz overall. Now, this past week against Tampa, I think they had two major problems. One, Todd Bowles just outcoached them. And Todd Bowles clearly has Jalen's number. Every time they play, he has their number. But I also think what happened is their offensive line, and Fred Johnson specifically, did not play well. Fred Johnson led up 11 pressures. That's four more than any other offensive lineman in the entire league this past weekend. He really struggled. So credit to Fred Johnson for playing well against the Saints. And I think it was you that made this point. Like, mm-hmm. When you have a full week of defensive guys looking at you, mm-hmm. it's much tougher. So I think Jalen is already prone to leaving the pocket early, which is ironic that his fumble came from staying in the pocket. But I think when, A, you are going against a coordinator that that you've struggled to diagnose in the past, and your offensive line struggling, I think that's why he saw on certain instances Jalen went to, I guess, his perceived hot read when there maybe wasn't pressure, because he was expecting pressure early in that game for the rest of the game because it came early in the game.
Yeah, listen, maybe it's something as simple as Todd Bowles has his number. Like, he's been with three different coordinators now, I believe, going up against Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Shane Steichen, Nick's first year in the playoffs, they went up against Todd Bowles. They've gone up against Todd Bowles with Brian Johnson. They won, and then they lost at the end of the year in the playoffs. And now you have Kellen Moore that they've gone up against Todd Bowles with, and they haven't had a lot of success. So we all remember the mic'd up clip from the playoffs a few years ago from the assistant coach that said, Jalen, to something to the effect of
he
can't read the defense or what have you. So, and when you put these exotic blitzes up there with guys you haven't necessarily worked with, I guess you can become a little skittish in the pocket. Here's what's ironic about that, though, from Sunday. He didn't leave the pocket. That was an issue.
Right.
He stayed in the pocket too damn long. Yeah, he stayed there too long.
Yeah.
Like, you almost wanted him, dude, get out. So, it's hard for us to sit back and play video game with him. He's the one out there feeling it. Mm-hmm. So he has to have better awareness of when he should leave versus when he needs to stay in the pocket and let routes develop. Because it's easy for us to judge him after the fact.
Right, screenshot it. We're watching from up above.
Yeah, and it's but after the fact.
Like the second fumble he had, which was recovered, I actually thought was more egregious than the first fumble. The first fumble...
It was more egregious.
The first fumble was an awesome play by Lavonte David. Like, mm-hmm. Jalen has to feel the pressure, but at the same time, Lavonte David absolutely crushed Saquon in pass and blitzing, and then was on the ground, got back up and knocked the ball out. Like, it was a very good play by him.
The ball should have been gone.
I'm agreeing with that, but I'm saying the second one, it was just an edge getting around, and Jalen didn't feel him at all. Like, he did come from behind,
and he stood there holding
the ball.
Forever.
That's the point I'm making.
Was that the third and 29 play?
It might have been. Yeah, it was the recovered fumble.
They recovered it.
Yep. Yeah.
This isn't a full-throated endorsement of Kellen Moore at mm-hmm. all. But everyone keeps saying that it doesn't look like Kellen Moore's offense. It doesn't look like Kellen Moore's offense. There has to be a reason for that. And you touched on this in the beginning. The reasons are one of two. It is either Nick Sirianni is influencing him to call the game a certain way, or Jalen Hurts is incapable of executing the sort of offense that Kellen Moore wants to execute.
That Dak Prescott.
Right. Well,
I'm just saying, if you want to see Kellen's offense, it's 5 or 6 years of Dak.
And Justin Herbert. I keep harping on this, and I'm sorry that I keep harping on it, but for a team that wants to be a running team, and for a team that wants a quarterback who wants to get rid of the ball quickly, which a lot of times comes in rhythm, part of the problem, so Jalen not being under center is a huge problem. And from a rhythm perspective, if we want a quarterback to get rid of the ball quickly, part of that is 1, 2, 3, go.
Yep.
And what happens is what I see, is he is trying to snap the ball in shotgun and assess everything that's going on instead of trusting where people are going to be and just getting rid of the ball. And to me, what seems to happen is he's back there, he's looking. By the time he is deciding he wants to throw it, it's too late.
Yeah.
And that's when he tries to buy time and he stands back there because he's waiting for the receivers not to run their routes,
but to get open
because the moment he had to throw is gone. And it seems hard.
Here's some of that is that.
It seems hard for me. First of all, the idea, I'm sorry, Elliot.
No, go for it.
The idea that Nick Sirianni, who almost got fired, who the team took a week and a half to decide whether they're going to fire or not, then they go out and hire an offensive coordinator and let it be known to everyone, whether it is through their own voices or through intermediaries, that this is going to be Kellen Moore's offense and Nick's not going to be involved in play calling. The idea that this guy, who is so scared to keep his job, and I don't mean that as a negative, but wants to keep his job so badly, he agreed to all these things, is going to Kellen Moore behind the general manager's back, behind the quarterback's back, who's not even allowed to talk to, and saying, Kellen, I know you're going to be judged by this, but what I want you to do is run an offense where the quarterback has no chance, make the offense very boring, everything that everybody's seen before. It just seems insane to me.
Well, also just simplistically, think about the offense. The offensive coordinator change, there's been some change in the responsibility of the head coach. They have a new running back. They have two new starters on the offensive line, and it looks the same. Who's the constant? It's Jalen. Last year, we did this with Brian Johnson, where he's not good enough. He has to go. He's the problem. I see a lot of similar play calls this year. I see, quarterback screens on third and longs. I see wide receiver screens. I mean, it just doesn't look that different. So I just think it's Jalen. Like, we can beat around the bush and say it's Kellen, it's Nick, it's all these things. In my experience covering the team, oftentimes when the struggles begin, it is because the quarterback is faltering. It just... simplistically, that's how it goes. Jalen's turning the ball over, and he's been slow with his reads. And as a result, the offense isn't functioning as well.
And I think we're getting to a point in the NFL where we've seen a lot of... I think there's two things going on. One is quarterbacks are playing in shotgun a lot more in college, and they have to play a lot quicker in the NFL. So there's a lot of guys that are not used to being under center. Mm-hmm. But then the other thing is we are getting back to... I can appreciate a quarterback who can move back there. There are more quarterbacks who can run. I'm not saying running quarterbacks.
Right.
Who can run. But for you to be a running quarterback, where the running is a primary part of what you're doing, you have to be very explosive. It's almost like Lamar Jackson's success has convinced a lot of teams that this can be a part of it, as opposed to the quarterback thing where, and I don't think it's just because I'm old, the quarterback thing.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, you drop back, you throw to the guy who's open, is just not good enough.
This is where maybe where we disagree. Because I think he's better at what you're saying just there than maybe you do. I don't think he's elite at it, but
Running?
No. At just throwing the ball. The problem is the turnovers. They're moving the ball. Yeah. The ball is going up and down the field. They put up 34 points against the Packers week one. They got into the high red zone or whatever
they
want to call
it. They had over 400 yards against Atlanta.
They're moving the ball. Yeah. The problem is the turnovers. So why I agree with you that in 2022, the level of passer Jalen was there, he has not looked like that level of passer. The real thing that's changed is he's turning it over almost twice a game.
He's right. That really is the major difference. Now, I understand wanting different elements to the offense, and I wish there was a little bit more of the Shanahan / McVay style offense where you get under center, you know, you put the ball in the belly of the running back who's in the dot, you can run play action, you can do quick wide receiver screens. There is something to a timing aspect of running the offense with anticipation that we don't do in this offense. Mm-hmm. You know, Spike's sitting there, he was describing sort of what Jalen's QB play is like when he's in the shotgun and he's waiting on that. Is there's a lot of truth to that, and that's a hard way to have sustained success. Like, the one thing I like about Shanahan and McVay's style type of offense is that there is a fundamental basic principle that you can get back to when those other things that you tried to add to the offense don't necessarily work. They always go back to their bread and butter. They can put Brock Purdy under center. They can put a Jared Goff under center. People talk about the OC in Detroit wanting him. I forget his
Ben
name.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You see the offense they run in Detroit? There's a lot of times Jared Goff is under center running play action stretch runs where you get under center and then the running back is in the dot or an I sort of position. It isn't an offense that's strictly out of a shotgun. And 80% of our offense, if not more, excluding push, is out of the shotgun.
Well, there were two plays against Tampa Bay. Like, we've talked for a few years, why don't they run the running back screen? They never run it, right? Like, you have Saquon, you had Swift, why aren't they doing it? This past week against Tampa, they tried. They had it. It was set up. Saquon was open. The blockers were there. Jalen threw it over Saquon's head. They tried, and this was out of under center. They had him. They, you know, did the fake handoff. He rolled, and he sailed the ball over his head. Later in the game, they tried to do it to Kenny Gainwell. He also missed that throw. So
I definitely
get what you're saying, Spike. Yeah, I'm not completely disagreeing with it. The point I'm making, though, is I think maybe we're going too far in saying, like, they can win with Jalen if he takes care of the ball.
Let me give you a hater response to what I, because I know that this is what it'll be perceived as. So the Jalen is throwing short passes more than he ever has. He is bottom
short of the sticks.
So he's bottom third in the NFL in terms of how far the ball is going, his target. If I'm a defense, what I'm saying is, I know if I give you enough shots at this, you're going to turn the ball over.
It's the theory. Honestly, it's frankly exactly what the Eagles do.
It's what they want to do on defense.
Now, the only counter I would say to that, and this is where I think in a small sample size you have to factor it in a little bit. I mean, they are throwing it to Saquon and Goddard because they're missing AJ for three games. They're missing that, so that's part of it. But I get your point.
I think you can look at Sunday in a vacuum. At least I am. That to me was the worst performance of the offense this year. And there should be obvious reasons why it wasn't a good performance. But the other three games, including New Orleans, they did move the ball up and down the field. Well, like, so, they move the ball up and down the field, and you're right, it's the turnovers.
It's the turnovers.
In the red zone. Like, think about where those interceptions came. Jalen throws an he throws a touchdown against New Orleans down there. We're thinking differently.
But the other thing that happens in the red zone, and this is why red zone offense is harder, is you have less field to work with.
Yes.
And those
tighter windows.
Yes, and those defenders who are just sort of letting you, because his completion percentage with those shorter passes is higher than it's ever been. I think he's completing 70% of his passes. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's ever done that. But the defense can say, okay, all this room that you had before to complete it, it's all gone.
Well, yep. I don't think Jalen's great at throwing with anticipation. Like we talked so much, me and you, a few weeks ago about the throw to AJ, right? Where in the end zone against the Packers. Mm-hmm. To me, what's noteworthy about that play is Jalen is pointing at AJ, saying, hey, I'm going to come here. Like, Jalen doesn't often, in my experience of watching him, but especially this year, not often when he throws the ball is the guy coming out of his cut or hasn't yet cut. Normally the guy is open when he throws it. He has to see it, right? So to your point about the red zone thing, and honestly, I think that's why Nick went conservative against the Falcons and took the field goal, is because when it comes to critical downs, like 4th and 3, and look how bad they've been on 4th down this year, when it comes to critical downs where the play has to be operated the way it's supposed to be operated, like it's a 4th and 3, this is what you need, it has to be out quick. That's just not his strength. His strength is when he has longer to hold the ball, when he rolls out, like he can be creative in that way. But his strength is not running plays on time, in my opinion.
I tell you what, when he does run plays on time, throwing it to number 11,
he's certainly better at that.
Yeah, no problem throwing it out there on time.
Yeah, but you have to be able to throw it at everybody like that.
Here's where, and I think Jaws said this. He may say it on the postgame show, and I completely agree with it. The problem with that is, it's great. We know AJ can get open, but there are going to be times he doesn't get open. So when you have to go to your second, third, and fourth read, that's where Jalen is having issues. It's sort of getting through the progressions and finding the other guys. How many times do we look at plays and we're like, well, yeah, he could have went to that guy right there. He could have went to that guy right there.
And the thing about Tampa, real quickly, is obviously you understand why the offense struggled. Duh. They're missing arguably their 3 best players on the side of the ball.
And the defense put them in a worse position.
Yes. The issue I had with Tampa was the offense struggled because of Jalen. Like, there was, I think the biggest play of the game was the first play. Yeah. If he hits Saquon for that touchdown, it changes the entire game. You just tied it 7-7. You got Saquon the ball early. You made a big play. Like, I just think it changes the entire complexion of it. But when you miss it, and he's the one that missed it. It wasn't like AJ was there and dropped it or Jahan Dotson dropped it. No, he missed that throw. There were times where Jahan Dotson was open. He won at the line of scrimmage. He's going down the field, and Jalen overthrows him. So, yes, the lack of talent impacted him, but what I saw when I rewatched the game is not a lack of talent hurting him. It is him and his inaccuracy with his decision-making.
It's not about the lack of talent hurting him. It's the lack of talent hurting the team's chances to win the game. You're right. He's responsible for his own play.
Right.
You know, so if he puts a ball in a certain area and they drop it, that's one thing.
And that's not what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I'm not saying a lack of talent hurt Jalen or made him play bad. I'm just saying, like any quarterback, when you don't have that level of talent out there, it makes your job harder.
Yeah.
Makes your job harder. You take the top two receivers off any team and see how Joe Burrow looks.
For sure.
Without Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
See
how Sam Darnold would look without Justin Jefferson and Addison out there. You take the top two receivers away, it hurts what your quarterback's going to
look like. I agree, but the issues he had were not that different from the issues he has when AJ and Devontae are out there.
No, they're just more prominent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. They're
just more prominent.
Yeah, they're magnified. Sure. They're magnified. Yeah. Well, because those guys are not making up for
whatever it is. That's what that talent does.
I will say, like, post-game, being there with Jalen, I thought his talk about how he let the defense down, how he has to improve, how it starts with him. I know he gets criticized a lot for how he talks at the podium, and I've heard a lot of quarterbacks say they have to play better. I do think he seems genuine in that.
I
thought it was a very genuine, I know this starts with me.
We said that yesterday. He has sounded different in his press conference. Yeah. He's got to play better.
Just saying.
I'm with you, yeah.
Not that it means anything. I know you have to change it, but
it's been 4 weeks.
I get it. I understand that, but I think sometimes—
When you hear, no. I'm not doing that. We've heard that 4 weeks. I can't put the team in a bad position. I got to play better. You don't get credit for stating the obvious. If you know this, then change it.
I agree with you on that.
So you can give him credit. That's fine. I'm just saying, that's not something we should be rallying around, is that Jalen took accountability for it. Duh. What's the alternative? To blame somebody else?
Well,
I agree.
Nick says they're team turnover.
Which, by the way, is elite spin.
Yes.
It is. Well, I'm almost jealous of it.
It's only elite spin if it makes you think about it for a second. Nobody's thinking about that. So, so it is bold. I will give them credit for that. So we haven't gotten your answer, which we'll get next, on the most important thing, because it is Hold'em or Fold'em Day on the WIP Afternoon Show. It is Hold'em or Fold'em Day on the WIP Afternoon
Show. You guys know a lot of those lyrics, by the way.
It's Hold'em
or Fold'em Day. Jack's not listening.
On the WIP Afternoon Show.
It's going to hurt his producer of the year rankings.
Wake up,
Jack. Jack Fritz has issues.
When he's talking less, that's his.
I got nothing to do back here.
Yeah, he's like AJ over there. He's not getting the ball.
I'm Nick Sirianni handcuffing the show.
Yeah. He said I'm not getting the ball.
I'm like Kobe. Give me the ball.
Fritz Dotson.
We have Fritz. We have the next month is
saying it's a month. It could
this
be
time
a week.
Next week. It'll be the high hopes season over pod.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I think they're gonna win the World Series.
Okay. Well,
I think it's there.
Shut up.
They have the best team. They have postseason experience.
Shut up.
Citizens Bank.
We will find out whether Elliot is holding or folding his preseason prediction for the Eagles. And your prediction was 10-7? Is that what your prediction?
Yeah.
So that is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.